Portland's favorite morning roast.
I was listening to the boys this morning.
It's time for your Sunrise Guys.
They've got really good meat. They got great meat.
Dirt and Sprague.
No, dude, get right to the meat.
On the Fan Sports Network.
Hey, let's do this final hour. Dirt and Sprague here, Portland sports leader. 105.1 FM, The Fan, 1080 AM, the Odyssey app, live on YouTube. Good morning, everybody. Hope your hump days are off to a good start. We still got a lot to get to in the last hour of the show. I got stat or story coming up in a little bit. Love my story. Finding the right stat. I'm still noodling. I got a couple of options. I don't know. I'm trying to throw you guys off the scent trail. So we'll see if we can do that coming up about 20 minutes from now. But, hey, how about this one quickly? Mm-hmm. If you're driving around and you're like, you know what? I like country music. I like Zach Bryan. Zach Bryan's a big deal. He's doing a college stadium tour, and one of those college stadiums is Autzen Stadium in Eugene. And right now, if you text Zach, now people text him sometimes misspelled, Z-A-C-H. It's a Z-A-C-H Zach, not a C-K Zach. Make sure you get the right spelling. Z-A-C-H to 503-864-6326. You'll be entered for your chance to win a pair of tickets to see him at Autzen Stadium July 25th. 2026. That's in like a couple of weeks. It's also my wedding anniversary. So that's right around the corner. Text Zach to 503-864-6326.
Are you going to the concert as an anniversary thing?
I am not, no. Although I do love Zach Bryan.
You're a big Zach Bryan guy, huh?
I listen to Zach Bryan. I quite enjoy Zach Bryan. He's not my number one on my big board of country music right now.
I like him. He's good.
You know, he's not a Luke Combs for me currently.
I love his last album a little more than the one before that. Or the album before that more than his last album.
He's a big deal, though. Him playing Autzen, for those who don't get country, big deal. I'll just say that. Big deal.
He's going to sell it out?
He will sell everybody in that seat out. It
he's
will be
new
packed.
Garth Brooks, huh?
Well, actually, yeah, based on some of the allegations that came out against Garth Brooks, maybe. Leave it there.
Have I seen Zach Bryan? Is he in sports orbit? Because I saw this read, and I'm like, who is Zach Bryan?
He was in the sports orbit, but probably not one that you follow. He dated a gal from Barstool Sports. Remember the gal who had
the
NDA,
yeah.
Millions of dollars to not talk about their relationship? That's this guy.
Interesting.
Yeah, big deal though. Big country artist, big time. He's big time. I don't know why I went there. Anyways, he's at Autzen on July 25th. Speaking of,
he kind of looks like you.
He does. There's a resemblance there. I see.
It's like the face structure. Yeah.
He's got kind of a fat face. You can say it. It's all right. I don't have a fat face. It's okay. Say what you want to say.
I didn't
say
it
with your chest.
I have tiny
legs and I'm fat. Go ahead. Say it with your chest. It's okay. I get it. No, it's all right.
He just has a lot of Andy energy. He's got a lot of Andy energy.
He's an angry little man. Is that what you're saying?
Say that.
I think that's what you're saying. Are you shifting
this
to an angry little man? Is this a height joke?
Nobody said that.
I feel like it's a height joke right now. You know what's really blowing my mind or melting my mind currently? Did your kids ever go through a phase where they got super into Christmas music in the middle of summer? Because I'm there right now. Every night before bed, we've got to sing Santa Claus is Coming to Town. And
who started that?
I mean, who do you think?
I thought she's a Halloween person.
Yeah, but Christmas will still take the cake. So she's a holiday person. Christmas number one. Halloween might be number two on her big board, but yeah.
So my daughter, my oldest, is watching Ted Lasso, and yesterday I was thrown off because I was taking laundry upstairs, and I heard Christmas being sang, and I was like,
the Christmas episode's
the Christmas
a great episode
season
of Lasso.
One of Ted Lasso. I'm like, it's a great episode.
The little girl having the bad breath and trying to find the dentist in the neighborhood's knocking on the doors,
and her saving Ted from a depressing drinking excursion. Yeah,
yes.
I mean, I was like, oh, that's good. We have talked about this. I think we have designed to have one of the days this month, Christmas in July Day. You know how they
really?
Do that on a channel? They'll play like Elf.
Don't worry, I'm well aware on the homework.
Oh, we have a Christmas in July hops game coming up in the next home.
That seems fun.
Yeah.
So you're going to do one in the household?
Yeah.
The Sprags are going to have a Christmas in July?
I think we are.
What's it going to include?
Not
music?
Any decorations.
No, you're not going to do
no,
that.
No, probably like two movies.
Okay.
I don't know. I've never done it before.
So is the elf on the shelf in like a swimsuit?
Take
like
his top
ripped.
Off.
Can you take their clothes off?
I don't know.
I don't know.
Why
I never
would you
did...
need to take the elf on the shelf's clothes off?
We ended up getting an elf on the shelf last year.
Oh, you did it?
Yeah, I didn't.
Like the actual one or like the mock
you
one?
Think I chose this life?
Do you think I wanted this?
But are you helping with the...
I mean, at some point I have to. If I'm going to bed and it's in the same spot and I'm the last one up, it's like all of a sudden this burden has fallen on my lap now. Now I got to move this damn thing.
Now you need to figure out how to put the cereal on the
counter. I mean, we don't move the elf. The elf moves himself, obviously, but I have to help him find a new place.
You have to navigate
elf,
for
why
the
don't
elf.
You think about over here on this light fixture? Or
tell the elf, don't go here.
No.
Don't you dare do that.
Don't you dare go over there. Right. You need to go over here. You got to help him out. You know, you got to be there. Lend a hand.
See, watching two movies and a random July day, I can do that. Like the singing of a song.
Here comes Santa Claus.
I
here
hate that
comes
song. Come
Santa Claus, right down Santa Claus Lane. I'm not kidding.
Are you and your wife singing this like as a duet?
Yeah, yeah, we are. Yeah. Yeah. I take the low octave. She takes the high. I'm the bottom.
I feel like we're getting the real dirt here.
Here comes Santa Claus.
And I feel like at home,
here comes Santa Claus.
Andy really turns it up and becomes like really willing husband and
super
father.
Super dad. Super dad's ready
but
to sing.
But in your mind, you're like, I can't believe this is happening. I hate this.
I'm looking out the window and it's still sunny out at 9 p.m. as I'm trying to get my kid to go to sleep and he's screaming and all that will get him to stop screaming is here comes Santa Claus right down Santa Claus Lane.
No, we've never... ever one time
didn't go
with
that
both
one?
Kids went through that one.
Didn't go through that one?
No, right. Because we didn't largely bring up Christmas at any given point.
Yeah, I don't really know how it even happened. It's just, you know, we look up and we find ourselves here. And we battle through
You know, if you get a golf scholarship out of this kid, it was all worth it.
It's all worth it.
You do it every year if that's what it takes.
Here comes Santa Claus as many times as you want, buddy. Let's go. Play
Slide
the Masters.
Slide your fat ass down that chimney. Give him the best Christmas of his life.
The jolliest group of... This side of the nut house.
If he's playing Chuck Woods' kid in the future, that's all you want.
Do we commend or critique Charles Barkley declining the Kelce Taylor Swift wedding invite? So he was on the Fanatic in Philly.
Yeah.
I think this was yesterday.
Yep.
And he was asked about this, you know, this big wedding and all that. His quote was, which by the way I love, I don't go to weddings or funerals. But I did get an invite.
Whose funeral has he attended, though?
I got follow-ups.
Yeah.
I politely declined because I thought it was going to be a crap show. I love Travis and Jason. I've only met Taylor once. But yeah, I did get an invite. I said, that's just too much. I just want to hang out and play golf. I don't want to dress up and all that other stuff. But I appreciate the invite. That was special.
Mm.
So he says he doesn't attend weddings or funerals, and he was invited to the wedding of the century and turned it down.
I commend him greatly on this. Everybody that got an invite, sans Charles Barkley, I think went to this.
Mm-hmm.
I've seen that like people that didn't get invited are really frustrated that they didn't get the invite.
Oh, it became the ultimate click.
Because,
are you in or are you not in?
I talked about this on Monday, and I jokingly was like, oh, I had pretty big, busy weekend. I do the 4th of July, and then I had to fly to New York, and I had to fly back
to
the show.
You gotta go to Swift's wedding. You're Swifty.
But like... part of the segment that I did with that was, why is Dean Blandino at this wedding?
It's absolutely
I
stupid.
I could not get... I, all
good
the
for
people,
Charles Barkley to say no to this
Mike
nonsense.
Mike Vrabel, you know, fill in the blank head
why is
coach.
Mike Vrabel there? He never coached Travis Kelce.
But I get it. Like I
Ross
understand.
Tucker was at the wedding. Why is Ross Tucker at your wedding?
This is my whole point.
This is we have
There's
jumped
a
the ship
cutoff
here.
Line.
Yes.
And Dean Blandino is my cutoff line.
That's a line.
Where you don't have a relationship with Dean Blandino. No. You just have a quota of bodies you need to meet.
Yeah, you filled an NBA arena.
And Taylor said, I don't know as many as you. And he was like, well, I'll just send an invite to the entire NFL, babe. And he did. And Dean Blandino said,
wait,
I get to dress up in a swanky suit and go to Madison Square Garden and watch you get married in front of Adam Sandler?
You're inviting me?
I'm in.
Dude, it was so funny being around my niece this weekend because this was such a big deal to be discussed at the 4th of July family get-together. And then my favorite anecdote of the entire thing was her telling me that a friend of theirs, and like I'm probably going to misquote this because it was such a game of telephone that it's almost hard to keep track.
Right.
But it was basically like, well, a friend of mine, her mom's best friend from childhood is actually at the wedding. And I'm like, all right, wait, okay, hold on. Do that Kevin Bacon thing again. So a friend of yours, her mom, her friend from...
but her then, best friend's
right,
mom.
So I'm like trying to follow these lines. And I'm like, at this point now, I'm curious. I'm like, well, who is it? Because there's just some kind of a sports bubble wedding. So I'm like, is it somebody in sports? Do I know this? Come to find out that her mom's best friend's friend from childhood friend, this and that, is married to Greg Olson. And she was like, he was at the wedding. It's like,
oh,
what?
Greg Olson was at the wedding.
Greg Olson was
but
at
I
the
get
wedding.
It. Tied in.
Tied
I,
end to tight end.
I get it.
You invite another tight end.
Dean Blandino should would never be at that wedding.
There is no chance.
I can't get over that.
Maybe we'll get video footage that proves this wrong. Okay. Yeah. Maybe that's the case. I said at the end of last week I'd only been to one Disney-related wedding and it ended in a divorce. And so you got like a magical kingdom castle in Madison Square Garden. What are you, 12? Grow up, Peter Pan.
A Disney wedding?
Yeah, it's a whole thing. It's a whole thing.
Have I heard this story?
There's a princess vibe to it. Like, I want to be on a balcony, and it didn't end well. And most of us knew it.
This was the wedding, and then, like, it ended in divorce?
At the wedding. We all knew at the wedding it was going to end in divorce, and then it ended in divorce.
The carriage turned into the pumpkin.
The carriage was the pumpkin, yeah.
And the stepmom ended up winning.
There's a bit of a hybrid castle and a balcony situation. I'm like, are we Rapunzel right now? I don't know what's happening.
What?
This is weird.
Do I know this person?
3, 2, 1. No, you do not know the person.
So many questions.
They had a castle.
What were you wearing?
I was wearing a normal suit, hammered off my ass on the open bar, laughing at everything that was going on because I was not yet married.
Were
having
they
a
dancing
great time.
Like Disney music?
I don't want to talk about it. It's uncomfortable. Makes me uncomfortable to talk about. To be honest,
I want to live in this.
Wish upon a star?
I did not wish upon a star. Okay. No, I did not.
Were we wearing Mickey ears?
No Mickey ears.
Rice
were worn.
Was being.
It was mainly Disney theme is not right. It was a princess vibe to it. Like she, there wanted to
where
be.
Where do
a,
we get princess stuff from?
We're connecting dots now, okay? Anyways, my point being, that wedding ended in divorce. This one's going to end in a divorce. We all know that it will. And the main giveaway...
You think this is going to end in divorce?
Without a doubt, they're going to get divorced. There is 0% chance that this marriage lasts a lifetime. 0%, mark my words. Save it, put it on a yellow sticky note, and slap it on the wall. There's 0% chance it lasts a lifetime.
If Jay-Z and Beyonce can make it past his infidelity, don't you doubt... Travis and Taylor.
One of those people is a little more financially set than the other. I want to see the prenup that he had to sign.
Is his last name Swift now? Is the big bank take little bank situation in play?
It would be really... If I were him, I would do it. Dude, you know how powerful that
that would be
is?
The all-time,
you know,
highest selling.
Thank you.
NFL.
And how much
jersey.
Money is he making off of that thing?
Well, do they have a prenup? And is he kidding?
He signed it. Like, they literally made him sign.
Especially,
a prenup. She's worth hundreds of millions of dollars.
She's a billionaire.
Yeah. If he decides to do that and put Swift on he has to change his number to 13.
Oh, that would be the highest grossing.
They could not print enough of those jerseys.
My point exactly. I would do it. My jersey would be literally everywhere.
So back to the Disney wedding real quick.
Yeah, sure, go ahead. Anyways, this is going to end in divorce. Good for Charles Barkley for saying no, because unless we get video evidence to prove otherwise, I'm going to go out on a limb and say this wedding sucked. And it was just a hoot. Like, we were just want to be...
First of all, it's at Madison Square Garden. It couldn't have been
in
that
an
bad.
NBA arena? You want to go to a wedding in an NBA arena? How long did it last?
Well, but they have, like, I think they have, like, extended.
You're going to go
rooms.
Into the castle? You're going to go hang in that castle room that they built?
I don't think the Knicks
logo.
Hey,
let's go hang out in the castle over here, guys. You guys want to play Dungeons & Dragons in the castle?
I don't think the Knicks logo's on the court, and we're all sitting in the 300 section. I don't think that's how that was arranged.
Is that a pumpkin carriage you're driving out here?
If you got invited, you would go?
12?
If I got invited, I would have gone.
Well, I'm different. I'm not famous, and I'm not a celebrity.
I would have my way through it,
It would have created great content for the show to say that you were there. If I'm Charles Barkley, no, I'm not going to this wedding.
You know those cameras?
18 holes or being in a miserable suit with people I don't know for 4 hours.
He knows people there.
There's some.
You know those cameras they catch politicians or CEOs? They sit at dinners with them, and they get them to confess stuff, and then it goes viral, and that person gets in trouble. I would wear one of those at the wedding.
Just to see who you can incriminate.
Just to show you what the wedding really was.
Yeah. I want the behind the scenes. Give me the behind the scenes.
So speaking of behind the scenes.
Yeah.
How many years did the Disney princess last?
2.5?
Oh.
3? Maybe 3 if I'm getting aggressive.
And
maybe
this is
3.
A pro-Disney guy or is he
Gal.
Just...
Gal was pro-Disney.
No.
Was he
your friend?
On board?
Is he a big
it's
Disney
not friends.
Guy?
It's not friends. It's not a friend's wedding. It was a wedding in the family. There was a family wedding that this is the case. That's all I'm going to say. I'm going to leave it
at
that.
That's fine. I'm not asking for names.
He was not the
Disney
person.
Guy?
He's not in my family. She's in my family. Now I've already said more. And we were all there like, this is a little weird. This is a little uncomfortable. Why is there a balcony? I don't He went along with
so
it.
So she walks out on the balcony and
yeah.
He's down
like,
my love.
Rapunzel, lend down your hair.
Did she fling her hair down?
I don't remember hair flinging, but I was really hammered. So I had to drink my way through
Did
that
you guys
one.
Have an idea that this was what the wedding was going to be before the wedding?
There was a bit of a gist to it, a little bit of a vibe, although the entire wedding was ruined because it was on the day of a Nebraska football game that they lost. So the morning of the day, they played a game at 9 a.m. and lost on a last-second field goal, and the vibes for the rest of the day were just out the window.
Really?
Just like, take us home. Nobody wants to be here anymore. Hey, I can't remember who they lost to, but I remember we were all in the hotel lobby watching the game together before heading over to the wedding, and they got beat at the last second. And it was like, this is a horrible omen, dude.
Go Big Red.
All these people are here, and all of their days are now ruined. So have fun with that the rest
of
the day.
If she gets married again.
Yeah.
I don't know if the family should be going.
Gotta boycott that one.
Dude, if you go with a Rapunzel-themed Disney-type wedding and you're divorced under 3 years, you've kind of lost my I'm going to your next wedding vibe.
Where's this wedding taking place?
What's the theme this year?
How are we doing
Aladdin?
How much your ticket price is going to cost to get there?
Who's going to ride the
carpet? Especially, you got two little ones now. You got to buy tickets. That's four airline tickets.
Now this is adding up relatively quickly.
Or she just leaned into it and did destination wedding at a Disney park.
Then I'm even harder out on that. All of a sudden, I got my kids at Disney, and they're going to want to come back to Disney. Now I'm screwed.
Dude.
Now I got Disney kids. I don't want Disney kids. It was a thing.
That's certainly a choice.
It was a moment in time, man. It's a moment in time I'll never forget.
Nobody in your family heard this and clips it and sends it to her.
I think we're all right. We'll be okay.
You never respond to people on text anyway.
Exactly. They'll never hear from me. Can we all pile on with somebody asking the ethics behind this? Not Disney weddings or Charles Barkley not attending Taylor Swift's wedding. So do you remember a couple of years ago when McNeese State went on a run in the tournament?
Yes.
2 years ago?
Yeah. Sweet 16, right?
Sweet 16, I think. Will Wade was there doing his shady Will Wade stuff.
No, he's of doing course. More shady Will
well,
Wade stuff.
He's not stopping.
Yeah.
Do you remember what they had, though, that became kind of famous? Remember their student manager?
Yeah, and he had the big
boombox.
He
was a McNeese State student who was their student manager who then became kind of this famous. He got NIL deals
Should
out
be
of
noted,
it.
Like, he stole the idea from Trent Williams, but okay.
I mean, he did. The boombox saying he was this goofy-looking nerd kid walking out in front of these 6'7" basketball players. It was just a funny spectacle, right? And he became kind of he was in the One Shining Moment video at the end. It was such a big deal. Mm. It came out last week that Will Wade recruited this kid to transfer to LSU to come be their student manager.
Well, because he went to McNeese to NC State for
He was
a
at
year.
NC State. This kid stayed at McNeese. He was still at. He
oh,
didn't
so
follow
he brought
Will
him
Wade.
From McNeese
He's
to
been
LSU.
At McNeese, and now he's convinced him to come transfer to LSU and come be the student manager with the boombox. And
how do you not do it if you're the kid?
I mean, come on, man, turn
you're
your back on the university.
At LSU, I'm all over that opportunity.
You're gonna do this?
This is the Taylor Swift of weddings.
Your pro portal?
Sports. Yeah, dude, I'm all
student
in.
Manager portals. Okay,
yeah,
it's not unethical.
If I was a student manager and I was a sophomore at, say, Oregon State. And
Joyner bounces
to
Indiana.
To Indiana. There you go. And he goes, I know you got 2 years left in your undergrad, but could be a real future here. I love what you do. You understand how we operate. I'd love for you to transfer to Indiana. I would be like, show me what office to go do this. I'm gone.
Swag, do you agree? Would you transfer too?
I think so.
Yeah.
Especially.
Why would you not?
Why would you not? I think you're dipping into some NIL too at that point.
Dude, you're thinking that's going to
become. Oh, he's for sure going to get an NIL deal.
Of course.
LSU,
you think this is going to become an assistant job at some point. Now I'm a head coach.
This guy's drawing up plays on the sidelines now?
In 20 years, when I'm the new Dusty May, they're going to say, what changed in your life? And I'll say, I portaled as a sophomore undergrad from McNeese to LSU carry a boombox.
I was a boombox guy.
That's Dan Lanning's, I drove to Pittsburgh, right? Like, that's your story.
Now I'm a head coach at Duke.
I think you do it. Do you not?
Well,
if
now,
Dan Lanning asks
now that
you
you've
join,
spun this into me being the head coach at Duke, I might have to say yes to this deal.
What's a region of the country you never want to live in?
Ooh.
Give me just a state. Just throw a state at me. You have no interest ever.
Iowa.
That is depressing. Let's say Dan Lanning reaches out today after our show.
Hey,
and
nerd
says,
rat.
We really want you to head up strategic comm/football operations.
We got him, boys.
You are telling me at 5 o'clock tonight that you've quit.
I'm going to Iowa.
I am doing a solo show the rest of this week.
But
you're
again,
in Eugene, and then Dan
hold
Lanning
on,
goes
hold
to
on.
Iowa.
Challenge flag getting thrown.
You're singing "Here Comes Santa Claus" in Iowa City. There's not a doubt in my mind.
Get out of here. I got loyalty in my DNA. I'm like Kendrick Lamar. Snatter story next on The Fan.
crunch the numbers.
There's 6,127 students at Adams, 58% of which are girls. So that's 7,107.32 boobs.
Break the news.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? I've just been handed an urgent and horrifying news story.
Is it a stat or a story?
Evidence based on olfactory prowess is inadmissible, in case you didn't know.
This is Stat or Story, a monumental judgment call with Dirt and Sprague on the Fan Sports Network.
That's right, folks. It is Stat or Story time, as always, on a Wednesday morning at 9:27 a.m., slightly after that. Does anybody want to start today? You want me to start today?
I can start.
You want to start, Swag? Why don't you start? You haven't done a stat or story in a while.
All right. Your number is 71.
71.
Is it the total number of double-doubles, including the playoffs, in the career of one Jaylen Brown? Is it
bad player though?
The production in thousands of tons of blueberries by the state of Oregon.
Look at us.
The second highest blueberry producing state. 70. It is National Blueberry Day.
71, you said?
71,000 tons.
That's a lot of blueberries. It's also a lot of double doubles. They've had a lot of playoff games.
Is it a lot of double doubles?
I mean, how many career? We've did the math that LeBron has played 300-ish career playoff games, and he came in 04 and went to 9 straight NBA finals.
Yeah. I'm going to say this.
I'm going to go story. I'm going to go story. Give me story.
Yeah, I think it is.
71's too high for double doubles.
I think it is a story. I'm going to fade you and go stat.
Dirt.
Yeah. Good fade.
71 double doubles in the career of Jaylen Brown.
How many career playoff
games? The playoffs. Like 134 career playoffs.
So half the time he's having a double double.
No. Including the playoffs.
Got it. Worded that.
Got it. Okay.
It's all the games.
Got it.
Yes. But it is National Blueberry Day. There are only 8 states in the United States that commercially produce blueberries. Oregon, second behind Washington in the production of blueberries, 64,500 tons of blueberries produced by Oregon. Washington is just shy of 69,000 tons.
Anybody ever wonder where they juiced the little girl from Willy Wonka when they rolled her away?
Yeah, where'd she go?
Yeah, but like, how do you juice a human? If I needed to be juiced, would you juice me?
They're coming out with a Netflix reality show. Do you see that? That's like a Willy Wonka theme.
Like you just go...
Like you're going through the chocolate factory, and then if you lose something, they send you off in a hot air balloon.
Put me in a chocolate pond and suck me up a tube, I'm terrified. I want nothing to do with that, dude. That fat kid in that tube...
You don't
want to
be in that tube?
That's one of my all-time... I would be very claustrophobic in there. I think I'm going to die.
Yeah.
You know,
suck that chocolate.
I was coming up with my top 5 worst movie deaths that I've experienced in my life because I've been watching Star Wars, and an Ewok got shot by a blaster, and I was like, I remember that moment seeing that as a kid, how sad I was that teddy bear had been murdered. And I think that's a top 5 death in a movie of my life.
Those things are really cute.
Where do blueberries?
Hardball's got to be in there.
Where do blueberries rank in your berry rankings?
It's not higher than a strawberry. It's not higher than a raspberry.
But if they're crisp and sweet.
I'm not anti-blueberry, but it's just not. It's
a peak blueberry's got to be in a conversation.
I'd take a blueberry over a blackberry, probably.
Full of antioxidants. Very healthy.
Very healthy among
the berries.
I had so many blueberries that yesterday I had to put some in my freezer because they were going to go bad if I kept them
in the
fridge.
They're growing like crazy, dude. We're all over the place.
It is blueberry season.
Yeah.
Now, is there a fruit that goes from, like, pretty top end to one of the worst more than a blueberry?
What do you mean?
There's a slippery slope there. If it's a little tart.
Mushy, flavorless,
or if it's
blueberry.
Mushy. Yeah. If you get it too early or too late. But I think you can make that argument with a lot of fruits.
Sure.
Like a banana. Banana getting mushy. A mushy banana or a green banana.
That's when you throw in the smoothie.
Exactly. You got to find some other reasoning for it. I think I go third on my berry rankings. I know Swag won't agree. I'll go strawberry 1, raspberry 2, blueberry 3. If you put a nice, juicy raspberry in front of me and then a blueberry, I think I'm grabbing
the raspberry.
I'm grabbing the raspberry first. Talk about a fruit, though, that can be very hit and miss in terms of how quickly is that thing going to spoil. You better eat those damn things.
Yeah, raspberries don't have too long of a
shelf life. Once they're ripe,
you better use them.
I usually forget for the first 2 days, and then you realize that you haven't eaten any for 2 days, and I eat the entire carton of raspberries.
Blueberries will hold up for a little while.
Are we mispronouncing raspberry?
No.
The P is always
The P is silent.
Raspberry?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's got a P in there.
It's a raspy berry.
It's a raspberry.
All right, I'll jump in next. Here we go. Your number, ladies and gentlemen, is 42. 42.
Okay.
Is it Jackie Robinson? Yes, but not the question. Is it the get-in ticket price for a new world's largest all-you-can-eat ice cream buffet that is open in Las Vegas, where they have 24 ice cream flavors, $42 all-you-can-eat ice cream buffet?
Oh, God. How bad is the stomach ache there?
Or is it the point high point total, if I can speak, of Ja Morant last season in an individual game?
I'm going to go story.
I'm going to go story, too.
Double story?
I don't think Ja got the 40.
I'm going to go story.
You're going to go double story? All right, final answer?
Jinxed us.
Finally, hold on. I got to find my my buzzer here. Oh, yeah. Double dip your chip. Ready? Yeah, it is a story. $42 is the get-in price. Are we interested in an all-you-can-eat ice cream buffet? It's coming to Las Vegas at the Museum of Ice Cream.
Not at all.
In Las Vegas. Here's what you're going to get. 24 ice cream flavors to choose from, including Dole Whip, plus 48 different toppings that can go on it. $42 is the beginning ticket, and it can give you all the ice cream that you would like
to eat.
Why is that a beginning ticket?
I don't know. What's the more luxurious?
VIP? Unless you're saying I get booze at some point.
I don't know if I've ever gotten... Like, I certainly love ice cream, right? Like, who doesn't love ice
cream? Who doesn't love ice cream, but my goodness.
Once you've eat enough ice cream, it's an immediate, like, all right, that's enough. And usually it's about... One, like a double scoop.
Two or three
waffle
scoops
cone
at max.
And one scoop sometimes does the job.
I'm
and you're
good
like,
on one,
that's
dude.
Good, man. Like on a hot day, especially, you're like, all right, I'm kind of full.
Well, okay, so.
I got a gut bum now. By the way, 40 was his high last year in Philly. Ja Morant had 40 in a game.
So $42 for an all you can eat ice cream experience, okay? And yeah, they'll have every topping, all these flavors.
Yeah.
A tub. A Tillamook tub.
Yeah, what's a Tillamook tub?
It's
about $7.
$7.
Yeah.
Ben and Jerry's ones are pretty spendy.
So I'm going to eat seven or six worth of those?
Yeah, but that's what, a pint? Like a pint of Ben and Jerry's is like, what, $7.50 or something retail?
And if you eat an entire pint of that, that's
plenty. You're done for the night.
I'm not moving for an hour.
It's nap time.
What a ripoff.
Yeah, it seems like a really bad deal, doesn't it?
This is a ripoff. If this was $20, I'd get it.
Of all the things you could all you eat...
You don't
need ice cream and dessert, or like that's down the list of stuff.
Yeah,
I want something nice and safe, like something good but not overwhelming. Like Chinese food, by all means, dude.
Let's
breakfast
go.
We talked about yesterday.
Yep.
Taco
by all
bar,
means.
All you can eat taco bar.
All for it. Ice cream? I don't need an all you can eat ice cream.
If you gave me sweets as a choice at this price point, even though I don't like it, it's pie.
If you had unlimited pies to choose from, all you could eat. Yeah, that makes more sense.
A pie, I get.
Yeah.
Ice cream?
Grab like five slices at a time on a plate.
Oh, I mean, I'm probably trying every single slice except pecan.
You know what we need to bring back?
Sizzler.
Miss it, man. All you can eat.
I think they still exist.
Can eat steak and shrimp. Let's go.
Pizza's coming back with a buffet.
Let's go, baby. All right, what do you got, Sprager?
All right, your number is seven.
Seven.
Is it the assists per game that Darren Peterson is currently averaging for the Utah Jazz in their early summer league action?
I still think you're making this up. I don't think it's actually happening.
No, he's been balling.
Or is it the minimal amount of centimeter height in high heels that people had to wear in the high heel race during Madrid's Pride Week on Thursday?
We had a high heel race,
huh? We had a high heel race.
7 centimeters.
And if you're putting on those high heels, they better be at
least 7 centimeters.
Can you show me on your fingers 7 centimeters? Can you ballpark that one for me, Swag?
I'm trying to ballpark here. I'm trying
show
to
me.
Do some
Show me your
math.
Length. Ballpark it. Are we talking like here? Are we talking here?
No, you're talking.
Well, some,
I have no
well,
frame.
This is 8 inches.
I have no frame of reference of how big 7 centimeters is. None at all. Somebody get a ruler. Is there a ruler in here?
Well,
I'm going to go story. Give me story. Final answer.
I was going to say, I don't think that's any more than 2 inches.
It's 2.75.
And I don't think Darren Peterson's played a summer league game because this doesn't exist.
It's a race.
No,
it's a running race and drag.
I'm going to go stat.
Okay. In the order of operation, Dirt, your answer.
God, 0 for today. That's tough.
Swag, it is correct. It is a stat. Darren Peterson is averaging 7 assists per game. He's also averaging 26.5 points on 14.5 shots.
He's been balling.
7 assists, 3.5 rebounds, and a steal per game.
Glad we didn't have a first-round pick.
We were never going to get him.
You never know.
Yes, the people are racing for Pride Week in Madrid. Participants wearing high heels of at least 10 centimeters,
yes,
which is 3.9 inches high.
Yes, I was going to say.
So almost 4-inch heels they're running in. I can't think of anything to break my ankle more than putting on 4-inch high heels and having to run as fast as I can.
That's horrible.
I don't know if I can walk in 4-inch high heels.
Dude, anytime my wife puts on some sort of shoe of that, you just like, how, what?
Your wife wear red bottoms?
Like, what are red bottoms? Is that a kind of shoe?
It's a very high-end high heel.
No, she does not wear red bottoms. Okay. High heels don't come out very often in our household.
Oh.
But a random
anniversary?
Random Disney wedding might happen, you know, where you find yourself. Want to be under an enchanted sea.
If you wish
under
upon
the sea.
A star.
Under the sea.
Dude, playing If You Wish Upon a Star with a divorce 2 years later is a depressing scene.
And wish on the right star.
What happened? My prince cheated on my best friend. What happened? He was having sex with the genie.
What? You say he was having sex with cheese? Is that what you said?
Man. I thought a poo was just a happy monkey.
Is he sleeping?
No, it wasn't.
He's sleeping with the cheese?
He was in bestiality.
What?
You know, flounder in his lips? Found him in the living room. In a fish tank. Couldn't believe it. It's a wrap!
There you go. Sadder story every Wednesday at 9:27. Let's send you on your way on a Wednesday. What else is coming up in the sports world tonight? Some final thoughts as we close up the show next on 105.1 FM The Fam. All right, welcome back in. 9:46 on your Wednesday morning. Got some leftovers we haven't got to the last 2 days. Some things we'll revisit on the show tomorrow. We'll be a Magic Hat Thursday, so get ready for that. 9 a.m. tomorrow, we'll have the Magic Hat.
I'm excited for it. I got my Magic Hat stuff basically lined up.
You're already locked and loaded, ready to go. I got a really good one in there that I'm excited to talk about, but there's still some noodling. I got a little bit more, but
trying
it'll
to find
be
some audio. I always love having audio for the Magic Hat.
They say when it gets to 9 o'clock tomorrow,
the wait is over!
It's Magic Hat time. That will be tomorrow at 9 a.m. Some final thoughts on the show today as we go through a couple things in the old notes.
I just put up a poll question, by the way.
Oh, okay. Let me get to that in one moment.
Yeah.
I will acknowledge. Now, I was the guy who said it on the show yesterday, and I did not live up to what I said on the show yesterday one day in. Although partially. I didn't watch a ton of the second game, but I did see that it was close and saw the ending of it.
Okay.
Quite a day yesterday.
A little tip of the shoulder, but that didn't fool Julian Alvarez. Now Taro Martinez sending it over. Enzo Fernandez. Can you believe this?
So that was the Argentina game. They scored 3 goals in the last however many minutes. Egypt is just screaming from the top of their lungs. This entire thing's rigged.
Yeah.
God's not on their side. Argentina's getting handed the trophy.
People are making funny posts. I don't know if it really happened, but they're banning Messi from ever being able to go to Egypt. It's illegal.
And I can appreciate that level of petty. That's kind of funny. I don't think he's desiring to go to Egypt right now, but just for the PR win, that's not bad. And then it led to Switzerland and Colombia.
This to send Switzerland through.
Yep.
And he does score! Ruben Vargas! And Switzerland head to Kansas City to meet Messi and Argentina.
So, I joked yesterday on the show, USA's doubt, my interest is going to dip a little bit, and then I find myself after the show staring at the TV watching Argentina-Egypt because it's 2-0 and Argentina, you know, has this great comeback. Now, again, I didn't see the whole thing of we were running around in the afternoon, so I didn't see a ton of the Switzerland-Colombia game, but I did see the end. And now we get this, maybe there's been other days in the last handful of weeks we've had this. Not having a game today now does feel a little weird, does it not?
Well, it's odd.
Like, how many days in a row have we had a World Cup game? It feels like forever. There's been at least one.
And I get it.
A straight month.
Yes, like every day.
I get it. We're down to the final few teams. You got to have travel time. You got to have rest. I totally get it. I'm not going to poo-poo the World Cup for that.
Well, and does this change it? So tomorrow's game is at 1 between France and Morocco.
Okay, now these are the quarterfinals. That's right, okay.
Friday at noon, Spain and Belgium. Saturday, 2 o'clock, Norway and England, 6 o'clock, Argentina and Switzerland.
What's the best of the quarterfinal games?
I'm going to say Norway, England.
Norway, England.
It's Holland against Harry Kane. Yeah.
That's a good game, yeah.
I don't know
now,
where
France and Morocco could end up being that because Morocco can score.
And France was not that impressive against a Paraguay team that was trying to beat the hell out of them.
That could be a game where you get a lot of up and down action.
Okay.
A lot of yellow cards from France in that that game.
Yeah, a little feistiness. Spicy there at the end of it.
I mean, here's the thing about the World Cup, man. You still have the premier guys. Switzerland is a good example. Like, how do they do their youth sports? I'd love to find out about Switzerland.
Right.
Do they charge their parents all of their money, or do they have like an open program like some of these other countries? Because if that's the answer, you kind of have your solution to our youth sports problem
in America.
It works there.
Yeah,
six of the eight countries in the quarterfinals are from Europe.
Yeah. Not shocking.
As to be expected.
And
I have enjoyed
one South American and one African. Is that right? Is that correct? Am I reading? Okay.
I have enjoyed, randomly enjoyed the U.S. women popping off on Pulisic.
Yeah. I mean,
I loved Carly Lloyd's cut. Like,
she's not wrong.
Get out of here. And Sydney Leroux, who won a World Cup with the U.S. women's team, is playing in the NWSL. She quote tweeted his thing, because did you see his response yesterday?
No, I did not.
He was like, yeah, I'm looking forward to resting. Got my ankle sprained. And she quote tweeted, like, you rested the whole World Cup.
You didn't do anything.
Like, they're going at the men now.
Yes, they
publicly
should.
And I quite enjoy it, man. Yeah. Call them out for it.
Well, I ended up watching yesterday, so I'll probably, I mean, I don't know. We'll just wait and see how the weekend goes. I will have it on in times and places here or there, but it delivered again yesterday. I can't disagree with that. The product on both of those games was fantastic, and the drama that came all the way down to the wire on both of them. Delightful. Random tennis question for you. I'm trying to do happy wife, happy life. I'm watching tennis.
Playing a lot of tennis in my personal life right
Look
now.
Look at you.
My kids are into it.
Look at you getting into tennis.
Dude.
Huh?
Daddy Sprague, not bad at tennis, actually.
You put a sweater over your shoulders when you walk to the tennis court?
I don't. It's,
do you wear white shorts? You got to go white shorts?
I don't do the all-white thing. That signals a different tone.
About 6 inches up from your knees?
I do have shorter shorts.
Do you go
than
socks
normal?
Halfway up the ankle?
I do not.
Okay.
No.
A little disappointed in that.
I do not.
So, a couple questions here. One, can you explain to me what a wild card is? Some guy from England's like the first wild card in the semifinals?
I'm going to assume that's an exemption to get into the Wimbledon because I don't know.
It would be similar to a sponsor's exemption.
Okay, well, there's a guy from England who's in the semifinal, and I saw that he's a wild card. I didn't know what that meant. Okay, he won. Second follow-up question, I know you had a little bit of experience doing this. One of my things when I watch tennis I can't look away from is the ball boys and the ball girls.
I was a ball boy once.
They are very captivating to follow, almost as much so for me
as
tennis.
Shut up and don't move.
Like, you just watching them stand there, and then the sprint in of like, oh, he's getting, no, I got to go. Like, just,
yeah.
Would you be a good ball boy at Wimbledon? Could you handle the pressure?
So I ball boyed one time. We had in a tournament at the Rose Garden years ago. Agassi came. Anna Kournikova came.
I remember.
It was an indoor thing.
It was a big deal.
Very big deal.
It was actually the introduction of the Eagle Eye, the ball on the line replay.
Ah.
It was the very first time they had used it, and then they used it on the tour. That was a system that ball boying there, I had an opportunity to go ball boy at the U.S. Open at Flushing Meadows. I lived in a mobile home, couldn't quite afford it.
They weren't paying your freight?
No, they weren't pay your way, but they'd let you, they'd get, hook you up with rooms and
whatnot.
Right,
once you got there, you just got to find a way to get
and
there.
And so I didn't take advantage of the opportunity, and I wish I would have.
Yeah.
The problem was, I can also tell you, the sphincter level of being a ball boy.
It's got to be terrifying, right?
Because you have to be alert at all times to give the tennis player a ball, and half the time you can't tell, are they looking at me, do they want the ball, or are they just staring at me?
Right.
You can't make a damn sound.
No.
And I would never wanted to be a net guy. Because the net guy, you have to stay low.
You're on all fours the entire game.
You're bear
crawling
walking
around like a bear.
You're bear walking.
Yeah.
At least in the back, you're grab the ball from him, hands
stand
behind,
there.
Stare straight, show no emotion on a point.
One of the funniest videos in the history of the internet is the kid who rammed his face into the wall, tripped over, smacks the wall.
Was that the French Open?
I can't remember where it was.
I feel like it was on the red clay.
The tennis player turning around like, what the hell was that? But by the time he did, the kid was already like stoically standing there. It's like everybody from the other angle could see it. Trip and smack right in the face.
I think tennis and golf are both in the, it's such an old sport and it has its own ways of being an old sport. They need to get the stick out of the you-know-whats.
Mm.
I was maybe 13 or 14 when I did the ball boy thing. You would have thought I was a grown 45-year-old man the way we were talked to about being a ball boy.
Is there an age cutoff for ball boys? I feel like everyone I see is in their teens.
They're usually up-and-coming tennis players that are connected or they're in clubs.
You never see like a 48-year-old ball boy.
Kramer's not out there.
You don't see those very often. Some guy, is that guy 53?
Living the dream.
Still doing it, man. Your neighborhood restaurant group brings you the fan poll question on X every day. Dinner tonight at one of their five locations, San Diego's Big Chicken, Revan's Barbecue, 808 Hawaiian, and Lower Horse Market Steakhouse. And the question is, do you think the Blazers are more likely to trade the Bucks picks or use the Bucks picks for optionality? Trade or keep? Keep right now, 65.4% of you early voting to keep that they're going to keep the picks. We can talk more about that tomorrow because we had Keith Smith on and answer that question. We'll get back into the Huskies football season a little bit. That will do it for us, folks. Thanks for being a part of our Wednesday. Catch the podcast at 1051thefan.com. We'll tweet it out here as soon as we're done as well. We'll talk to you tomorrow at 6 a.m. The Firm with Harrison Marangas. Next, listen to 1051 FM The Fan.